Imagine not being able to read the paper because your hands were shaking. Imagine not being able to read newsprint as your world faded to black. The National Federation of the Blind, Newsline, Indiana. With your host, Lee Martin, and co-host, Florence Myers McSwine.
Well, welcome back to this week's National Federation of the Blind Newsline Indiana show. And we have our guest today, Mr. Russell Hollis, who is Deputy Director with the Election Board, and you work for the Clerk's Office, correct?
That is correct, and thank you for having me on today.
Oh, welcome to our show.
Yes, thank you.
Election Day is right around the corner. As a matter of fact, it will be November 5th. So we would like to introduce to everyone this new piece of equipment that we all will be using. And again, it's called the Express Vote. So, Mr. Hollis.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about this equipment?
Yes. So again, I am here with the Marion County Clerk's Office. And in Marion County this year, all of our Election Day vote center locations will have this machine here, this Express Vote, at every single vote center. And we will have more than one at every single vote center. All of our voters, when you're voting in person, you will vote on this Express Vote machine. I do want to note that even though the machine is electronic, that you will still have a paper ballot. So every voter will have a paper ballot, and the machine will actually print your results on the paper ballot. And one of the advantages of having the machine print your results is that it does eliminate confusion. For example, if someone were to fill in an oval on the traditional paper ballot, and they may have used their pen to make a mark in like another candidate, you eliminate any of that from happening when you use the Express Vote machine. So we are happy. We're extremely proud of the way that the Express Vote machine functions, in that it does increase access to voting here in Marion County.
Okay, and again, this is the first year that it's been used. Now, I'm pretty sure it's already been tested.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so the Express Vote machine, before every election, there is a public test of our voting equipment to make sure that the machine is working accurately. The last time that it was tested was about roughly 2 to 3 weeks before the primary election. We will do that 2 to 3 weeks before the general election this year. But before every election, there is a public test to make sure that the machines are working, and we'll have like a list of how the machine should vote, and we'll have the testers vote in that manner before the election. And they'll do that using a sample of the precincts as well as a sample of all the voting equipment that we have. And if the only way that we'll move forward with the machines is if the test is 100% accurate, right? If everything lines up the way that it's supposed to, and we've never had a trouble with the public test of our voting equipment.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of people who are reluctant, intimidated by new equipment.
Yes.
And so that's one of the reasons why you're here today, just to show the ease of using this equipment, right?
That's exactly true. This is fairly new. With the 2019 election, 19 primary election, that was the first election where the Express Vote has been used in all of our, exclusively used in all of our polling locations. And that was essential to Marion County, Indiana, becoming a vote center county. Being a vote center county means that a voter can vote at any of the election day vote center locations that are spread throughout the county on election day. In Marion County, we have roughly just under 300 Election Day vote center locations. So now a voter can vote at any of those roughly 300 vote center locations. And having the Express Vote was essential in order for us to increase that access to voting. And we are here today so that we can show voters how to use the equipment.
Okay, now I know that you're deputy director. Now the poll workers have been trained to operate this equipment as well.
Yes, state law requires that our election day inspectors, which are the boss of the precinct, state law requires that they attend training. But because everything is new here in Marion County, we are requiring that all of our election workers attend training.
Now my question on the training portion of it is,
yes.
The training is on basically how to operate the machine and make sure that it's functioning properly, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Now, as being blind and disabled individuals coming into your polling places, is there any training on how to respectfully interact with people with disabilities?
At this time, we have not had any training on how to interact with people with disability. We have had training on how to demonstrate the equipment for those with disabilities, but not necessarily on how to interact with the person.
Okay, so when I come into, as a blind person, I come into the polling place. I'm not familiar with the surroundings. If I'm not using some of my other technical tools that I have, is there anyone there to assist me to where I need to sign in, to assist me to the machine?
Yes, we will have election workers that can assist you.
There's organizations much like the National Federation of the Blind will be more than glad to assist in that endeavor. And also, since we're talking about the polls and workers, do you have any blind individuals that actually work at the polls or know that it would be, a good plus for blind workers to be assisting blind voters at the polls?
To my knowledge, I'm not sure if we had any blind election workers for the primary election. We have actually been in touch with an organization here locally that has advised us that they will assist us in getting blind workers to assist us as an election worker for the fall election.
Okay, because I know I've had the privilege of being a poll worker back in the days with the Ivotron.
Oh, yes, yes. The Ivotronic was the predecessor to the this Express Vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that day was like watching paint dry because people coming in. But, we also, while I'm asking these questions, and for our viewers and listeners of the show, particularly those that are coping with blindness or living with it, we also know that we need to take an active role in this as well, as blind citizens coming to the polls to vote. That, you know, we are the ones that live this daily, and we can help assist you guys when we do come to the polls in a respectful way as well.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, if you are watching or listening to this episode and you are interested in working in Marion County on Election Day, you're more than welcome to call 317-327-5100. And there you can listen to the call tree and it will direct you to election workers and we'll get you signed up right then and there.
Okay. And that's a paid position too, right?
Yes, it is.
We have the Express Vote equipment, but there's other methods of voting as well for individuals here in the state of Indiana. Can
Absolutely.
You expand on that for
Yes.
us?
So voting in Indiana, I would divide it into Election Day voting, where you're voting in person on Election Day from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. And then there's absentee voting, which is any voting that occurs before Election Day. Now, with absentee voting, there are multiple types of absentee voting. You have in-person early voting, where it's still in person, and it will be at your county clerk's office or at a satellite voting facility. There is also absentee voting by mail. And then there is absentee voting by traveling board. Now, with the traveling board is a bipartisan team from your county election board or your county voter registration office that will come to the location of a voter who is confined to that location. That's what the traveling board is. So with absentee voting, you must apply for absentee voting. You must apply to vote absentee. And I do not have those deadlines memorized, but I would advise someone to contact your county election board to get those application deadlines. If you are a Marion County resident and you want to contact the Marion County Election Board, dial 317-327-5100. That's 317-327-5100. And we can tell you that over the phone, and we can even mail you those applications.
I wanted to ask this very important question.
Yes.
Who is eligible to vote?
Who is eligible to vote? So in order to vote, you must first register to vote. Now, in order to register to vote, there are two requirements that you must meet. You must be at least 18 years old by the November 5th election day. So if you turn 18 on November 5th, which is election day, you can vote. You are eligible to vote. The second requirement to vote is that you must be, the second requirement to register to vote is that you must be a U.S. citizen. So as long as you meet those two requirements, you can register to vote, and you can vote as long as you are not in jail serving a prison sentence.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right, Marlee.
Do any of your materials that go out to voters in their homes, are any of those in Braille?
The materials are not in Braille, not at this time, no.
Okay. So those individuals can have someone from the election board come out to their home and assist them in voting?
Yes, when they apply to vote. Absentee by traveling board. Yes.
Absentee by traveling board.
Yes.
Okay. So
or more commonly referred to as traveling board.
Okay. Traveling board.
Okay. Yes.
That's very important to remember. So how do you ensure that vote is a private vote and that it's entered?
So it's a private vote from the perspective of the voter is actually completing that ballot, but it is in the presence of the bipartisan team, which is one Democrat and one Republican from the election board and the voter registration office. And then they will seal that vote once the voter has completed that ballot. They will seal it in a Marion County or in a county envelope. If that person is outside of Marion County, they'll have an envelope unique to that county.
Okay. Now, this equipment here still uses a paper ballot, correct?
That is correct. The express vote does produce a paper ballot. Once the voter has made all of their selections, the express vote has a printer, and it will print those selections on that ballot.
Okay. And then you enter that ballot into the county box? Is that what they call that? Is that the correct
one? There will be, on election day, there will be a separate voting machine where that ballot is inserted. If it is before election day, for example, in-person early voting, it will be inserted into a bin, and those will be counted later on election day in the morning by the Marion County Election Board.
And that insert is done by the voter himself, or is it done by the polling person?
By the voter.
Okay. So there will be individuals there to, like myself, totally blind, to assist me over to the machine and to help me show me where to insert it, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
Okay, I've got an additional question for that.
Yes.
With that piece of equipment, does it have a sounder on it to let me know as a blind individual that my vote has been counted?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. In Marion County, we use what's called a DS-200 voting machine. Once the paper ballot is inserted into that machine, the machine will beep to let you know that that your vote has been cast. Now, when you go to your vote center location on election day in Marion County, or you go to one of the satellite voting locations before election day, you will have this express vote machine at that polling location. Now, in order to use the express vote, which is where you will vote, or that's how you will vote on election day, An election worker will first insert a blank paper ballot into the machine. So I have a blank paper ballot here. And for those of you that are watching, you can see that this paper ballot is completely blank. When you insert the paper ballot into the voting machine, you want to make sure that the notch, there's a notch in the top right corner here, matches with the notch on the voting machine. But the election worker will do that for you, and they will insert the ballot, they'll insert the paper ballot into the voting machine. And there will be some noise from the machine that acknowledges that it is scanning that paper ballot into the machine. Next, the election worker will select the precinct for you on election day. For purposes of this mock ballot, we will just select precinct 0101. And I will hit activate, which will bring up the questions onto the screen. Now, if someone is voting and they are using the express vote and they are visually impaired, we have a few options for you. You can either have someone assist you in using the touchscreen, or you can actually use the keypad that comes with the Express Vote voting machine along with the headphones. And the machine will actually read the questions that are on the ballot as well as the answers that are on the ballot as well. And so for purposes of this demonstration, Mr. Lee, I will ask you to grab the keypad. And the keypad is located on the right side of the Express Vote machine, and it is Velcroed onto the machine.
And it is really Velcro.
Yes, it is. You know it is not going to fall.
Okay.
And we also have headphones that we plug into the machine. And Mr. Lee has the headphones as well. So if you can put on the headphones.
Okay.
And you may have to adjust the volume so you can get the volume to a level that you are comfortable.
Okay. So on this keypad, I noticed that you do have Braille.
Yes.
And I do notice that on the lower right-hand corner, you have the cells of letters for VOL, and there's for volume.
Yes.
And to adjust the volume, you have for the left button, there's two buttons here, like a toggle switch, and you can lower with the left button and increase with the right button.
That's correct.
Okay. So I'm there. Okay. And you hear a beep when it goes up and down. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And you can also adjust the tempo of the machine reading the questions to you. You can speed that up or you can slow it down as well.
Okay. And, you know, that's also, it has a toggle switch, so to speak. And to the left is slowing the voice down. And to the right is increasing the voice.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I do want to note that for those that will use the touch screen, for example, if there is someone who is hearing impaired, but they're using the touch screen, there is a zoom feature to where they can make the text larger, and that's on the screen here. If you hit that zoom button, it will make the text larger. Then there's a contrast button as well that will make the screen darker if there's too much sunlight hitting that room or if the room is really bright.
That's good to know. Now, I'm impressed with the keypad simply because the Braille is very noticeable for those that have certain forms of nephropathy that can't actually feel, but this Braille is very well defined.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and show how we would actually vote. We got 2 minutes.
All right. All right. So you can use that keypad by pressing the down arrow to move to one of the answers.
Okay.
And this is a mock ballot. And the machine, you can confirm that the machine did read the question to you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The question on this mock ballot is, should e-cigarettes be prohibited for use by people under the age of 21? And it's a yes or no question. And you can select either one of those answers, and we'll proceed to the next question.
Okay. Now, just hit select.
Yes.
Which is in the center of the keypad with the S there is a square, and that's where you would select, as you would say. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So select it. Okay.
And for those of you that are watching at home, there's a check mark on the screen where Mr. Lee did select.
Okay.
And yeah. Proceed to the next question. You can hit the forward button.
Okay, the forward button, and the braille is right above the key. That's up. And then the forward one would be right here, would be to the right. Okay, the next contest. Okay, since City of Indianapolis, or Mayor of Indianapolis, and there's three choices. And you can use the down arrow key to hear each choice.
Yes.
Okay, and then I'll press who I'm going to vote for. Okay. Okay. So I selected my person on this contest, and it says you now have fully voted this contest. And so to continue forth, I'll just go right back over to the forward key once again.
Yes.
And go to the next contest.
Yes.
And so that's just basically how that process would work.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. And if I need to go back...
Yes.
I do have the left arrow key to go back.
That is correct.
And there is also the braille symbols there for back, the BK. So, yes, I see how that's very simple to use.
Yes.
And, yes, anything else you want to instruct me on this one?
So this last question is just it's what we call a pick three. You'll see that on the ballot often with school board races, but this is a mock ballot, so we have a favorite social media question with five options, and you can pick up to three. You can choose one if you want, but you can select up to three, and this will be the last question for this mock ballot.
Okay.
And so what some of you may have seen, for those of you who are watching at home, after Mr. Lee made his selections, there was a confirmation window on the express vote machine that just asked someone to confirm the selections that they made. Mr. Lee did hit the forward button after he confirmed his selections. Now there's an option for him to print his ballot card.
Okay.
So after Mr. Lee hit select, you hear the express vote machine, and it has printed the selections that he made. And you can see now that there is text on the ballot, as well as a barcode on the ballot, which allows for this to be scanned by our election equipment. And so this ballot card will be inserted on election day into the another voting machine so that it is counted. If it is before election day, it will be sealed in an envelope, and the envelope will be opened by your county election board on election day, and it will be counted at that time.
Well, so that completes this, correct?
That is correct.
Well, shoot, Mr. Russell, Marvelous Russell.
Yes,
Marvelous I certainly Russell. Want to thank you once again for coming out today and demonstrating this to us and our listening and viewing audience. Please, listening audience and viewing audience, please get out and exercise your right to vote. And informed consumers make informed decisions. And in order to do that as well, you can read the National Federation of the Blind newsline to help better inform you about who's running, what they stand for, so that you can make informed decisions. So, Florence, it's been a great show. And once again, Mr. Russell.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming out to the National Federation of the Blind newsline special show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you very much.
For more information, go to nfb-in.org or call 855-963-6476. That's 855-963-6476. The National Federation of the Blind encourages you to live the life you want.